Good morning, everyone. We've got Grafton today, and a big day there. Drew Cookson joins us to tell us all about the track. How are you, Drew?
Hey, Cozzy, how you going?
Not too bad, mate. What's the day like in Grafton?
Oh, look, it's a bit windy, mate. There's a bit of a change from yesterday. We had 34 degrees here yesterday.
Yeah.
And, southerly's got here now and cool things off, which is nice. And, it's going to be a fair day.
All right. How's your track holding up?
Good, mate. With that heat, we've had a fair bit of growth, and it's going good. We've had to stick a bit of water into it just to keep the sting out, but it'll race genuine good for today, and it'll be good surface.
All right, where's the rail today, Drew?
She's about 3 metres from the 1200 to the top of the straight. We've kept it in true down the running, and we just poked it out 3 metres past the post to the 1600 just to get them off that inside where they trot back to the enclosure.
I suppose the one thing with the heat and so forth around the moment, if you can get a bit of water on, it is going to grow, isn't it?
Yeah, I bumped a bit of nitrogen into it the other day, green it up and stick the water on, and away she goes, you know. Mm. But it's funny sort of weather. It was only a week ago we're having frost, and then we've had 34 degrees, so our plant don't know what's going on at the moment. But
I think Mother Nature is smoking something we shouldn't touch, I reckon.
That's right.
Anyway, you've got a good day today. So
good
beautiful
day today, good fields, and be good day racing.
All right, good on you, Drew. All the best, mate. Talk to you soon.
See you, mate.
Drew Cookson there, track manager at Grafton. Gary Cleese's on track there today. Morning, Gary.
Good morning, Sean. How are you, mate?
Good. Yeah, Drew, same beautiful day in Bazaar. Frosts a week ago and 32, 34 degrees yesterday. Unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable. And, you know, I walked out of Ballina this morning. We had about 2 drops of rain. That was about it. Want rain really bad, Sean, we do.
Yeah.
But they're doing a good job here. They keep the water up to it, and it looks enormous, really does. Got a great cover of grass, so it'll race really good here today, Sean.
All right, now the first there today, here's the Class 3, 1410 full field. Now 1 Bronze Venom, 225, 6 Cool Prince, 550, 4 Hope Island, 6, 5 Candlelight, 750, 7 Patch Destiny, 8, 3 Pujados is 16, 2 Scylla, 17, 8 with every bound, 21 along with 9 No Qualm, and 10 Raucous and 11 Accord, both 81.
Yeah, look, I'm with a choppy. I'm 1, 5, 4 and 7. He goes good. He's only lightly raced. He's had 9 goes and he's 1, 3 and been place 1. And he trialled up really good prior to going first up at Ipswich. I really don't think Ipswich suited him. He's a big boy. And like I said, he 1, 3 on end. And I'm not quite 100% sure on this, Sean, but I spoke to Matty Dunn at Ballina on Ballina Cup Day.
Mm.
And he's got 4 horses... really set down for the on Everest Day, for the country race on Everest
Yep.
Day. And I'm nearly 100% sure this was one of the horses he's got in mind. He's a lovely big horse, beautiful horse. So, look, if he is the horse that he's got in mind for him, his first up run was good. It had merit. He draws really good, and he puts himself into a race. And, yeah, look, I think he's going to be hard to beat. 5 Candlelights, I like his last run. Depending on what Peter Graham does, I'd say he'd probably just yank him out and go back and try to find a bit of cover on him, because he is a better horse when you can ride him cold and let him have the last crack at him. But he did hit the line good here behind Mexican Mountain. 4 Hope Island, he's racing really good, this little horse. And, you know, he's well weighted here today. He's had 60 kilos in 58 and 56 and a half his last 3 runs. He's a better horse when he gets around that 54, 55 mark, and he draws pretty soft, but he's doing a really good job at the moment. And I give the little mare a chance, 7 Patch Destiny. She won 2 out of her last 4 starts. She's a last start winner over Poa, a colour purple at Port Macquarie 19 days ago. What she dropped, about 5.5 kilos on that, or 4.5 kilos on that last run. That's going to suit her, and draws good on a home track where she's a winner. But I like the toppy. I think that first up run will bring him right along, and he gets a good gate. 1, 5, 4 and 7 in race 1.
Well, our 3 Midlake from race 2, and here number 1 Camillo, 220, 2 Flim Flam Man at 480, 4 Tough One, $6, 7 Duke of Frederick at 8, number 5 Nick and Run, 950, 12 Blue Monty is 19, 10 Freedom Park, 21, 8 Tusker Time, and 11 Glycine Max, 34, 6 Amalank Bulsa is 41, number 9 Lord Morpheus, 51, and then 13 Gigney Whispers, 14 Iggy's Boy, 81.
Yeah, I'm 1, 2, 7 and 5. I'm on the top of Camillo. David Kelly's got him. He trialled up really good before he debuted at the Gold Coast, where he started favourite. He ran 4th to 10 there, beaten 2.8. 4 horses have come out of the race to win. And then he took him to a listed race on Queensland Day, behind good standing, and he was beat a mile, but 4 horses have won out of that. But he trialled him up at Coffs Harbour the other day, and look, he never got off the bridle. He ran 2nd in the trial. He could have won the trial easy. He's a nice horse. He's by Shocking, and I think he'd be very hard to beat. Flim Flam Man, he improved a lot on his debut run. We've been saying that he did go to the provincials at Ipswich, where he was beaten 6.5, but I liked his last run. All he wanted to do was keep working to the line. He was still a little bit green in running, so he'll derive a lot of benefit from that. 7 Duke of Frederick, he's had one run back, had a good look at him in the mounting yard, and he resumed at Moolumbar on Cup Day. And I can see you now, over the last 100, over the last 200 metres, he just had no luck, this little guy. And when he really did get a crack at him was the last 50 metres. He hit the line good, running third, beating 4 lengths. But that 4 lengths margin should have been a lot closer. And I'm giving 5 Nick and Run a chance. Look, I've liked his last couple of runs prior to his last run, where I really don't think he ran out 1,400 metres. I just see Cole Prosser hasn't running for 25 days. He's freshened him up. He's got a sticky gate to contend with, but definitely the 1,100 metres suits him a lot better. But I want to have a look at the top. He provided he walks in a little bit better in the yard than what he did at the trials, I think he'll take some beating. 1.275 in race one.
All right, the next we pull out 1, Call the Copper, 6 at Cola and 14 Valley Royal, 8 Star of Harada, 299, First Family at 4, 4 Sabaton, 480, 3 Hidden Storm, 550, 2 Superior Offer, 850, 5 Tycoon Prince is 14, number 10 B5 Unicorn, 21, 7 Jack's Point, 41, and then 11 Harmony Breeze, 13 Smoothie 2, 12 Private Ryan, 71.
What do you got, First Family?
First Family for you, Gaz, is, let me have a look here, it's $4.
$4, yeah, I'm with him. I'm 9483. I think he's found the right race for him, Sterling Osland. I mean, particularly now with Call the Coppers coming out, probably makes his assignment a little bit easier. I mean, he has got a sticky gate to contend with, but he run 30 first up behind Grey Piranha. He went to Coffs Harbour and he run third behind Barely Thinking, beaten 0.8 of a length. He was slow to begin. He got held up a little bit on the corner. And when he did get out, he dived late. But he's at 56.5 and 58.5, his two runs this time in. When he gets to an Entires and Geldings maiden, not an open maiden, with 3.5 kilo weight drop for what he carried last up, liking. I think all he needs is an ounce of luck from the gate. Poor Snapper Tommy's a nice horse. He's only had 3 starts, 1 placing. Resumes from an 8-month break. He had a nice little soft trial here, running second in a trial a couple of weeks ago. All he wanted to do was keep finding the line. He's furnished into a nice horse, and he draws good, and he gets CJ Graham's 1.5 or 2 kilos off. That's going to help. 8 definitely in here. Star Harada. I want to have a look at him. Terry McCarthy's got him. He's by Harada's son, and G. Collis rides him here. He's only had the 1 trial, and he got that trial done at the Gold Coast 24 days ago. I haven't saw him in the yard before, but a typical Terry McCarthy horse, you'd have him up to the mark. And 3 Hidden Storm, look, he's got to go. He's finding it hard to win, but I like the blinkers going on him today. First time he gets the shades on, might just sharpen him up. He's got to work forward from a gate, but he is nice and fit. And like I said, the blinkers may work on him. 9, 4, 8, and 3 in race 2.
All right, now the next we take out number 9, Sister Batril, 11, Shea Bella Vita, 16, Monster High, and 17, Solar Storm. 1, Wadition, 330, 8, My Cousin Merrill, 480, 3, Natural Images, 5, 2, Queen of Kingston is $6, 13, Invincible Tammy, 850, 5, Jester Dash is 11, number 6, Alamaru, 14, 10, Shy Kiss is 31, 5, Adorato, 34, 12, Red All Day, 41, 7, Lady Sunday, 51, and then 14, Silver Kiss, 4 Oakland Actress, 18 Snuggle Bug, all $71.
Yeah, I'm with the toppy, 1823, Wood Eaton, 5 starts, 5 placings, and blinkers go on. I've been waiting for blinkers to go on this little mare, and she's coming out of one of the best form races of the Gold Coast 6 weeks ago. She ran third there behind Dreamscape. Dreamscape just got beaten the big maiden here over the July Carnival, but 3 winners have come out of it. A run was good. I reckon the blinkers will make her just sharpen up and focus a little bit more. She's got to go forward on a CJ Graham from that gate, but any luck in running from the gate, she'll be very, very hard to beat. 8, My Cousin Merrill. Now, she's only had the 1 start, drew 12 gate on debut and let him ragged, and was found wanting at about the 200-metre mark, weakened out. But Stephen Phelps has taken this mare back to the trials twice. She bolted in the Casino trial, and it wasn't a maiden trial. It was an open trial with horses that have won races, and she won the trial by 3 and then came back and trialled here, not in a maiden trial, in an open trial, and won by 4 lengths. Drawn a gate, they let her leave and leave her alone. That's why I got Widditton maybe a bit sharper, the blinkers sitting on this little mare's back, My Cousin Merrill, but She's only got to run up to her trials to be a big player. Two Queen of Kingston, nice mare. She's only had the one go. We've only seen her once at the races 2 months ago behind Reva Encore. Was only beaten 0.8 of a length, was wide the trip and on heels at the 500-metre mark. Just don't know why Daniel Bowen hasn't run it for nearly 2 months, but obviously he's just keeping her fresh. And Three Natural Images, only three starts have been good. Rossi Spitz got her, second at Kempsey, fourth at Taree, and went to Kempsey the other day running fourth, beaten 2.5. But gets a nice little gate and gets 3 kilos off her back for Nikki Nakayo. On with the topic. I think the Blinkers will work on her here today. 1, 8, 2, and 3 in race 4.
Righto, race 5. Put a line through 5, Jakuta, and 12, Gilius. Well, Gilius now number 9, Ready Zane Fire, 460. 7, Supreme Willy, 480. 4, Colts Tiger, 650, along with 6, Waterboy. 10, Traconi is the $7 pop. Number 2, Fell From Heaven, 750. 1, McLennan, 12. 3, Spirit of Husson, 13, with 11, Classroom Destiny. 8, Pure Whisper, 41, and 13, Cinder Blue, $41.
Yeah, I like Coles Tiger around the $6. I'm 4, 7, 10, and 3. I'm with him here. He's had 5 runs back, and he's been here. What's he been here? 6 times, 1 win, 2 placings. I like his Moree run the other day. He was 4 and 5 wide the entire trip. No fault of Jody Wallis whatsoever. He drew a real bad gate, but he just never got in. He was beaten 2.2 lengths. And looking at him in the yard, I like his coat to be a little bit better. Maybe the hot weather's just pulled his coat out, but he's got a lovely gait, this big guy, and if he can put himself straight up into a race, certainly he's not going to be wide like he was last start at Moree. 7, Supreme Willie's, he's in a good frame of mind. He's going really good, this guy, the 7-year-old. He's a 5 times winner. He's coming off a win here the other day where he sat 3 wide the trip and just kept going. He's really going good at the moment. 10, Tiakani. Liked her last run here. Gets nice weight. Got a little bit of a sticky gait for her, but a normal pattern is to get back and find the line. And 3 Spirit of Hussing, a nice horse. He'd never, ever done anything first up, and they took him first up at Coffs Harbour, and he didn't put in. He's a better horse second up, and he draws the soft gate. He's not a bad horse, this guy. He's a 2 times winner and being placed 5 out of 17, but I reckon that first up run will bring him along. Even though going up in weight, he is coming back to a little bit easier race. 4, 7, 10, and 3, race 5.
I'll take out 4 Glitch from race 6. Now 3 Hassanik at 340. 6 Ewer, 550. 5 Jimmy Hoffa, 650. Number 10 Whirl Ear, 750. 2 Light Motion, 11. 7 Sound World at 15. Also 13 Famed at 15. Then at $16, we've got 1 Prince Albert. Number 8 Dorlotta. 9 The Blues Brother. 12 Miss Zodiac. And at $23, 11 Zamir and 14 Latino Lover.
Geez, tough race, 5, 6, 3, 10. I'm with you here. I liked him the day Bevan Lambing brought him down. He got the money. He's 1 for 1 at the track. He took him back to Melbourne. He had a shot in Melbourne with him. He just probably didn't live up there. He went to Sandown 3 runs ago. He was beaten a long way. He took him back to Ipswich, 1,700 metres. He was beaten a fair way. And he took him to Durman in a 75 rating behind IMG. Beaten 7 lengths in a 75 running. We've seen a horse that is a 4 times winner, and he's coming back here to a 55 rating over 2,200 metres. And not only that, he needs it right up on top of the ground. He's no good on rain-affected ground. He gets the right track here today. I like him. I'm sticking with him. I'm frightened about 6 Jawur. I reckon he's just ticking over good. He run third. He'll be behind two runs to go. It's come out to win. Then he runs second behind Johnny Feedback. He's won up to 2,600 metres, I think. He was formerly trained by Anthony Cummings. Then he went to Chris Anderson in Brisbane, and now he's in the Scott Henley stable. So he's in a good yard, and he's just going really good at the moment. 3 Hassanik, I don't know much about the young boy. All I know is that I think I met him at Coffs Harbour. He's a Korean boy, and obviously he's ridden winners over there because he's only got 1.5 allowance. But there was plenty to like about that Hassanik's win at Gunnedah. And he's been here to win. He draws not too bad to get a nice run. And I'm throwing the maiden in where all is. She's just going really good. She's the leader in the race. If they leave her alone and let her dictate with only 51 kilos on her back, she might take a bit of running down. She's yet to win a race, but she can stay a trip, and she's very, very fit. 5, 6, 3, and 10 in race 6, Sean.
All right, we go to the 7th event. Hand pull out 4, Nokora, number 9, Zoff of the World. 10, Near Salinas, and 14, Caldera Girl. And here, number 1, Another Cocktail, 3 even. 3, I've Got This at 460, 7, Sarnham Road, 7. Number 12, Muster Now, $9. 11, Blake Street, 10. 17, Meter Eater, 13. 2, El Teniente is 18. 6 Shark Creek, 19. 5 Mr. Hooterbell, 23 with 15 Nutcracker. Then at $31, we've got 13 Spud and 16 Pangolin. And 8 The Skrill, 19 Heart of Coral, 20 Glowing Feeling, and 18 Testers Call, all 71.
Yeah, I'm 3, 2, 17, and 1. I'm with a 3 here. I've got this. I know he's got a really bad gait, but there was no way in the world this guy handled Kempsey there last start. I mean, prior to that, he'd run an absolute bottler behind We're Smoking at the first day of the Taree Cup Carnival, beaten 1.5. Now, I know he's going awkward. He's got speed. I reckon if Jackson Murphy gives him a dig in the ribs and say, bang, get across here from that awkward gate, and he's got enough speed to get across here, 17.50, and he really needs a big track. He just didn't handle Kempsey whatsoever. 2L10, he's not a bad horse, this horse, and he can run a trip. He might be just starting to come right, because there was a little bit to like about that last run behind Mel Moose, 17 days to go at Coffs Harbour. He does get back, but he can really power off the last 200 metres. So I just thought there was a little bit to like about the last run. I'm giving 17 metre reader a chance around the multiples. He was 3 and 4 wide the trip from 14 gate behind Mel Moose, beating 4.8 at Coffs Harbour. Mel Moose has come out to run second at Ballina on Cup Day. He covered a lot of ground. He's very, very fit. And I've got to watch on the top weight another cocktail. Obviously, he's had problems, this guy. Brad Witt's got him at the Gold Coast. He's an 8-year-old. He's only had 20 starts. And he gets bandages on front first time. But he did go to a pretty strong race up at the Gold Coast in a class two. And, I mean, you go back 3 runs ago. He ran 4th and 7th in the Mannion Cup in a group 3, beating 4.6 lengths. So, but he has got a bad gait. Obviously, he's got ability. Obviously, there's been some little problems with him. But anyway, goes in around the mix for me. 3, 2, 17, and 1 in race 7.
And the final event, the 8th, put out 3, Jakuta, 5, Le Coronamont, 15, Accord. Now, 1, Syrah, $4. 9, Barely Thinking, 5. 6, Sky Classic, 5.50. 7, Metazoa, 6. Number 4, Moringa's Odyssey, 6.50. 2, Grey Piranha, 7. 11, Just Imagine, 19. Then at $21, we've got 8, Wraith of Odin, and 12, Swift Response. And at $71, 10 Magic Happens, 13 Mood Jam, and 14 Tilly Dancer.
Yeah, I'm 5, 1, 11, and 6. I'm going to give him another chance, Lee Coronaman. I mean, the more I look at it, you think he's had a lot of starts, but he hasn't. He's only had 14 goes, 1 win, and 4 placings. I like his last 2 runs. He ran second here behind Eddie Will Go. He went to Lismore on Leaders Bias track, beaten 2.4 behind Northern Knight. 2 winners have come straight out of the race. He draws a soft gate and gets his chance. He's not over big, and I reckon the 56.5 suits him. 1 Syra, nice win first up. Well, he got that on protest, but he, you know, had things gone right, he'd have won outright anyway. He didn't run the 1400 out second up at Kempsey. He draws a soft gate, and he comes back to the 1206, which is going to suit him a lot better. 11 goes in him. Just Imagine, just he's going good, this mare, without winning. I mean, she hasn't won for some time, but her last 3 runs have been great. Casino, second here behind Head Bride's Maneuver. She ran 30 behind Dan Sue. She draws good. She only gets 52 kilos or 52.5 on her back. And 6 Sky Classic, lovely mare. Resume first up with no trials under her belt to get a 1,000-metre maiden under the way at Moolumbar Cup Day. And just having a look at her in the mounting yard should derive a lot of benefit. That lovely big mare that'll just get better with racing. 5-1, 11, and 6 for me in the last, Sean.
All right. What are your standouts today, Gary? Anything you really like?
Yeah, I like race 2, number 1, Camillo. I like his trial. I like what I saw at the trials. I reckon he'll just be a little bit better in the mounting yard here today. So race 2, number 1, Camillo. And race 3, number 9, First Family. Even though Daughter, Tricky Gate, we'll all call the coppers out. Probably makes his assignment a little bit easier. So race 2, number 1. Race 2, number 1. Race 3, number 9. Cotty numbers will just go a little bit short on the first 2 legs with 4, 7 and 10. 5-6-3 in the second leg, 3-2-17-1 in the third leg, and then 5-1-11-6 in the last leg, Sean. But good conditions, beautiful weather, fine. That wind's starting to kick in, no rain. Keeps away, it'll be pretty good here today, mate.
All right, look forward to hearing your late mark from the mounting out there, Gary.
All the best. See you, Sean.
Thanks, Gary. Gary Cleese at Grafton today.